Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 90. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 67. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our high of 82. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Tuesday night, staying cloudy with a low of 57. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. President Joe Biden signed a bill late Saturday night that would temporarily avoid a government shutdown, but there are still questions that the workforce could be affected. Bill Feander, a political science professor at Wasserman University, spoke about that confusion to KSNT.
We don't know if every appropriations for every department has been funded in that 45 days or not. Let's assume it isn't. Then... yeah, you're talking again about people not going into work or not working virtually or whatever, except for those security-based functions of government.
In other news, Attorney General Chris Kobach has issued a legal opinion declaring that cities in Kansas with populations ranging from 2,000 to 15,000 can exempt themselves from state law requiring official city business notices to be printed by a designated newspaper. This has raised the ire of the Kansas Press Association, considering that the Attorney General's opinion could be a threat to governmental transparency.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight than I
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to floydsells.com.
The Marion County Record has reported that the Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody has been suspended more than a month after his rating of the newspaper. 6 weeks since this incident gained national and international news headlines, Marion's police raided the community's newspaper, the newspaper owner's home, and the home of the town's vice mayor. And since then, the chief will serve a suspension for an undetermined amount of time. The Girl Scouts are raising cookie prices all across the country, but not in Kansas. The communications director of Girl Scouts of Kansas Heartland, Muriel Bryce, has said that prices will remain $5 as long as you buy local. Elsewhere, classics like Thin Mints and varieties like S'mores and Toffee Tastics will raise to $6. And finally, the K-State Technology Development Institute has built its 300th seatbelt device for the Kansas Highway Patrol. This particular device is called a convincer and simulates a 5 to 7 mile an hour impact, enables the participant to feel the restraint of the seatbelt during this low-speed impact. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Governor Jim Pillen has approved emergency regulations to the Let Them Grow Act. The emergency regulations provide the following requirements. The emergency regulations provide patient advisory requirements necessary for a healthcare practitioner to obtain informed consent and a patient medical record documentation requirements, among other things. In other news, a Missouri man led troopers on a chase through three Nebraska counties. 23-year-old Zachary Rainey of Kansas City was pursued by vehicle through Hall, Hamilton, and into York County and was eastbound on I-80 at speeds exceeded over 120 miles an hour. A trooper successfully performed a tactical vehicle intervention to bring the vehicle to a stop just south of the I-80 junction with Highway 81. and Rainey was taken into custody. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously approved a motion that will put a half-cent sales tax on the November 7th general election ballot for the purpose of funding a new jail facility on county-owned property east of Marysville near Subway and Caniquip. Commissioners had considered an alternate site downtown, but rejected that after demolition and change costs approached $1 million. The 21,000-square-foot facility is expected to cost over $12.7 million, plus soft costs such as equipment, putting the total north of $13 million. $9 million in bonds would be issued if approved, resulting in some $2 million in interest payments over a projected 10-year term. Remaining funds would come from capital improvement balances, general fund transfers, risk management, bond and interest proceeds, and some American Rescue Plan funding. A previous lease purchase agreement for $6.5 million was turned down by Marshall County voters on a recall petition. Commissioners did indicate that they plan to host public meetings regarding the jail question. Washington County Commissioners discussed the blacktop road north of Washington with TC Energy officials, who last week committed $3.3 million toward overlay of the road, which was damaged due to heavy truck traffic resulting from the oil spill cleanup on Mill Creek. A back and forth began with determination that 50% of deterioration could be attributed to the additional traffic, with Public Works noting maintenance improvements and reduced life expectancy of temporary overlays. The offer from TC Energy to front the entire cost of the project was a compromise, recognizing those other factors. Hall Brothers is expected to begin the project next spring, with work expected to begin late May. Haul routes and township roads were also discussed, with a commitment to reduce width on some that had been changed, returning those to original when work is complete this fall, expected in November. Township officials will share their expectations. An additional $100,000 from TC Energy was negotiated as settlement for interim work that has been and will be done until overlay on the blacktop is complete. Public Works in Nemahal County at last week's meeting expressed concern with remaining budget and were instructed to outline priority projects, but continue to do what is needed so far as roads and bridges are concerned. A public hearing regarding the revenue neutral rate for the 24 budget drew some 25 residents with several comments, including concern with residential appraisals, as well as ability for older residents impacted by tax increases. After the hearing, a motion was passed unanimously to allow exceeding the revenue neutral rate of 35.165 mils. A public hearing set for October 2nd for consideration of a road closure for a portion of K Road in Illinois Township in Nemahal County. Kansas Department of Transportation has scheduled a series of dates for local consult meetings, which are held annually to receive public input regarding transportation issues and priorities. The Northeast District meeting Tuesday evening, October 3rd in Manhattan, will likely include comment regarding concerns with U.S. 36 intersections at Hanover and Beatty, which have each seen a number of crashes in recent years. State Representative Lisa Mosier plans to attend and welcomes the public as well. The meeting to be held at Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Manhattan Tuesday from 9 until noon. A virtual statewide meeting is also planned online October 24th. Flu clinics in Washington County are planned this week. Tuesday at the Palmer Cafe, 11 to 11:30. The Lynn City Building, 12:30 till 1:30. Flu shots Wednesday at Barnes Cafe, 8:30 till 9:15. Hanover at the Kloppenburg Center, 10:30 to 11. Greenleaf Heights, 11:30 until noon. Morroville at the Cougar's Den, 115 until 145. Haddam Cafe, 215 until 245. And Wednesday in Washington at Colonial Acres from 315 until 4. Cost is $60 for regular flu vaccine, $95 for high dose or flu block. Please fill out forms in advance, check or cash accepted. Billable to Medicare Part B, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and other insurance. For information, contact the Washington County Health Department, 325-2600. Marshall County outreach flu clinics are scheduled next week. Homecoming Queen Crown Friday night at Valley Heights was Delana Merck and King Kaisem Bigham. Heights won the football game over Sacred Heart. The Road Ramble Saturday at Blue Rapids drew 315 participants with 135 vehicles. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork loin, mashed potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, tuna patties with the biscuit beets and cherries. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies overnight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day on Tuesday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers continue into Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers continue into Wednesday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Then some rain early Wednesday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies on Thursday night with the lows in the lower to upper 40s. And sunny with highs in the mid 60s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 75, record high on this date 97. The average low 50 and the record low 29. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 7:09. It's 61 degrees this hour. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday. It's the 2nd of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
The Chiefs survive. Allen and McCaffrey have big days. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. On Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs took on the Jets at MetLife Stadium with Taylor Swift in attendance. Kansas City got off to a hot start, already up 10-0 in the first quarter, and they looked for more.
Mahomes calls an audible, raises the right leg. Chiefs leading 10-0. Mahomes pumps once, twice. Open right side, Noah Gray. 10 to the 5. Stretching out. Touchdown!
The call on Chiefs Radio Network. New York fought back, tying the game at 20 in the third. But early in the fourth, Harrison Butker connected on a short field goal, which was the difference in the game. Chiefs edged the Jets 23-20. Eagles, Commanders in Philadelphia tied at 31 in overtime.
Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is...
The call on WIP, Philly escapes Washington's end of regulation tying touchdown and win it 34-31. AFC East battle in Buffalo, the Bills, Dolphins.
First play of the fourth quarter, three receivers left. Cook in the backfield to the right of Allen, the shotgun. Fakes to Cook, it's a keeper by Allen, and he's going to sail into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run.
The call on Bills Radio Network, Josh Allen had 5 touchdowns, 4 in the air and 1 on the ground. Bills pound the Dolphins 48-20, handing Miami their first loss. 49ers, Cardinals, Christian McCaffrey scored 4 touchdowns and broke Jerry Rice's franchise record with his 13th straight game scoring a touchdown. San Fran routes Arizona 35-16 to stay undefeated. The Cowboys drubbed the Patriots 38-3. The Titans crushed the Bengals 27-3. The Ravens beat the Browns 28-3. Tampa Bay handled New Orleans 26-9. Chargers got by the Raiders 24-17. In the WNBA playoffs, the Liberty defeated the Suns 87-84 to win the series 3-1. It'll take on the Aces in the finals starting on Sunday. I'm Mark Remillard. ABC's
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says that they are looking at Kansas seed laws, as some of those laws may be changing, and are set to hold a public hearing coming up in the middle of the month of October for the agricultural community. It's according to the Agricultural Department for the state. They say that they are proposing 4 different new regulations along with amendments to the Kansas seed laws and 2 existing regulations, which are set to implement revisions and offer clarifications to those seed laws. They say they are looking to help define terms, set guidelines and analysis to determine violations, establish a list of restrictions on weed seeds, and establish a new list of prohibited weed seeds, along with clarifying rules for those seed labels in the state. According to the KDA and the Secretary Mike Beam, they say that so far some of these changes that are set to be implemented are made after adjustments from the Kansas seed laws during the 2022 legislative session in the state, where they made minor clarifications and said that the only changes imposed by those regulations have been practical effects on the agricultural seed industry that included Caucasian bluestem and yellow bluestem seeds to the list of restricted weed seeds in the state. They say, in addition, they are proposing a new safeguard to the agricultural community from the threat of invasive weeds, which are part of the agency's mission to protect plant health. The public hearing is set to be on Thursday, October 19th at 10 a.m., where you can attend in person at the Kansas Department of Agriculture's office in Manhattan. Also, find it on the video stream conferencing system. In other news, with the ongoing risk of wildfires due to drought across the Mid-America region, the Kansas Forest Service has said they have launched a new online tool to assess the state's wildfire risk, where they say that with wildfires making the headlines, they want individuals to be aware of a potential wildfire in the area or to allow individuals to report them if they see them. According to the Kansas Forest Service, they say it is a free tool where you can download it on your phone, known as the Wildfire Risk Assessment Tool, in order to report any wildfires in the area. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Landowners can rent their land to outdoorsmen during hunting seasons. And K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen mentions a few factors that landowners should keep in mind when putting together a hunting use agreement. First, he discusses who owns the wildlife and how to handle it if a hunter's wounded animal goes onto another property.
The state does own all of the wildlife in this state, whether it's animals or fish or fowl. As long as those are not privately owned, then they are owned by the state, and that's specified in state law. But that doesn't mean that you can just go on somebody else's land and take whatever belongs to the state. As a hunter or somebody that's an outdoorsman in general, you don't have any right to go onto somebody else's property to hunt and fish without first getting permission. And of course, if you do that, that could be a civil trespass, or you could get prosecuted for a criminal trespass for an unlawful entry that violates the hunting provisions in Kansas.
If the landowner wants to hunt on their land, they need to think about that when writing the agreement.
When a tenant takes possession of the tenant's the property that's under the lease, the tenant has possession for the term of the lease, and that right of possession cannot be interfered with, even by the landowner. So unless the landowner reserves the right to hunt the land that they own that is under a lease to somebody else to farm it, they can't hunt on that property unless the tenant gives them permission.
Liability is important to protect the landowner and the hunting operators.
Liability is a big issue. First, you want to make sure you have adequate insurance coverage to cover whatever activities are going to be occurring on your farm or your ranch. And that's a very important aspect of any fee-based activity on your farm or ranch. And the agreement, the hunting use agreement, should specify which party or both is to maintain liability insurance coverage and the amounts of the coverage. But make sure the insurance covers any improvements on the properties. And so if there are improvements, that's another issue that needs insurance coverage. And don't rely on coverage under your existing comprehensive liability policy for the farm or the ranch. There's probably an exclusion in that policy for non-farm business pursuits of the insured, and that's what this would be, particularly if you're being compensated. If you're being compensated for this, if you're charging for somebody to hunt on your property, that's going to fall within that exclusion, and your general comprehensive farm liability policy won't cover it. So you've got some things to talk about with your insurance agent to make sure that you're adequately protected.
That was K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen discussing what people need to make sure liability covers for their property. Read Roger's article on this topic at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, we have a 10 o'clock start, a nice sale here today, and certainly good weather, whether you're combining or whatever you're doing. We have a nice run of calves, bred cows, and so forth. Well, with a 10 o'clock start at high noon, we are certainly going to get into the hay market. First of all, we want to tell you about the cattle market's close at 182 to 183 on Friday, 290 to 292 in the carcass. In the small square bales at 12 o'clock noon, we do have three different groups of alfalfa. It is excellent. Hey, folks, there's 25 and 25 fourth cut, 25, 25 third cut, 22 and 20 fourth cut. If you need to catch calves or so forth, if you need sheep hay, excellent, excellent alfalfa hay. In the grass department of small squares, there is 75 bales. In the big round bales, a nice round brome prairie mix, there's 10. Nice stuff there. Round grass, there is going to be 6. Well, on the inside at 12:30 sharp, we will start on the Hansel Check Chaos. Guys, really, Lance has got a great set of cows. He lost grass and certainly has to move this set of cows. They originated out of the J.B. Leibel herd at Virginia. There's going to be 33 fall calving black baldy bred cows. They are going to be that three-year-old running age. We'll pull a prey, get a mouth here on the bred cows this morning. They are bred to LHT or cow-calf half-blood black simmental bulls. They are calving now. Well, for the proof of that, we've got 13 black baldy families. They've got calves on the ground 1 to 2 week old. Folks, super good set of cows, probably weighing at 14 to 1,500. Tremendous rump, rib, top. They are good cows. Sell at 12:30. Also, one black family, 8-year-old, 2-week-old, good calf on it. Also, there's 3 black first calf bred heifers. They're bred Black Angus, calving soon. We'll pull a preg in a mouth. We do have 7 black bred cows out of Hanover. They're exposed June 1 to 9-1 to Black Angus. We'll pull a preg and a mouth on those. And about 220 head of feeders, guys. Got a nice set of calves here today. 5 black steer and heifers, 60-day wean, 700. 8 black and red steer and heifers, they've got a wean. They've got a vac at 4 to 600. 20 head of good black steer and heifers. They're going to be coming off the cow. They got a June vac. They're going to weigh 4 to 550. 10 black and red char bull and heifers, 3-week wean, 450 to 500. 9 head of black steer and heifers, they got a wean, they've got a back, they're going to weigh 3 to 500. The Wallman calves out of Adams are going to be 14 black steer and heifers. September 1 wean, they've got a September vaccination, good calves at 475 to 550. 28 black and red bull and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to be that 300 to 400 pounds. They do have a spring vaccination. Have a set of yearlings out of Virginia, 17 black baldy steer and heifers coming off the grass, 7 to 750. Got a super set of red Angus, 15 black, correction, red bull and heifers, September wean and vac, 550 to 6 and a quarter. 24 head of black and black baldy steer and heifers, September 20th on the wean, 4 to 450. Good set of Troyer calves out of Seward, 24 black steer and heifers, September 1. On the wean, they do have a spring vac. They're going to weigh in at 5 to 600. And 14 out of Crete, black steer and heifers, they've got a wean, they've got a vac. They're going to weigh 6 to 675. So give us a call, Tanya Riccardini at 223-3571. Certainly appreciate your business looking to the fall run. If we can be of service to you, along with Gail Harden, Ryan Summerholder, Rick and I, we certainly will get out and view your cattle. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the hay page, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 60 at sunrise. Another warm one today, highs around 90 on tap, but then we moderate temperature-wise some with scattered chance for showers moving into Tuesday, Wednesday this week.
The visual impact of autumn's colors isn't all that easy to capture with a camera. We will share some photo tips for leaf peepers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 2nd, the 275th day of the year. Musicians Sting and Don McLean are sharing a birthday, and the Peanuts comic strip first appeared in newspapers on this day in 1950. A landscape ablaze with fall color isn't so easy to capture in a photograph. Here are a few tips for better fall color pictures. A bright sunny day is not always ideal. Your scene is already color saturated. You'll often get more interesting light under clouds or at dawn or dusk. Think about your perspective. Rather than shooting from eye level, try to get up and above the landscape. Or go the opposite direction for a bug's eye view. And water can add stunning visual interest, whether it mirrors the foliage on its surface or just provides textural contrast. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson. The Jayhawks fell to the Texas Longhorns 40-14 over this weekend. They dropped their record down to 4-1 and extend the Longhorns to 5-0. Just before the game, quarterback Jalen Daniels re-aggravated his back injury and allowed Jason Bean, the backup quarterback, to start and finish the game. Bean completed just 9 passes out of 21 for just 136 yards and 1 touchdown, while Quinn Ewers had 325 yards and a touchdown and an interception for the Longhorns. The brunt of the load for the Longhorns was carried by their running back with 217 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. Jonathan Brooks walked away with the most yards of any player, regardless of position or team. Texas will move on to the Red River rivalry as they get ready to meet Oklahoma Sooners in Arlington next week. And the Jayhawks will go back to the booth where they will host the UCF Knights, a team that K-State has already beaten. Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. K-State was on an idle week this week, but Coach Klieman hopes that his players were getting healthy during their off week. Prior to their loss on Saturday, Kansas Athletic Director Travis Goff wrote an open letter to KU sports fans asking them to go all in on KU football. The letter came out the same day as Lance Leipold shot down Michigan State rumors as they have fired their head coach, Mel Tucker, for cause after sexual assault allegations. Leipold has been connected to the Nebraska and Wisconsin jobs in the past, being that he was an assistant at Nebraska from 2001 to 2003 and is a native of Wisconsin. But both schools and programs eventually hired someone else. And now with the Michigan State rumors, Leipold said, quote, "We have unfinished business," end quote. Goff continued in his open letter to KU fans, speaking about the remaining home games on their schedule with UCF, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and the home finale against K-State. He said, quote, "We have tickets available, and frankly, we shouldn't." Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Marysville falls to Rock Creek 30-21. Southeast of Saline knocked off Clay Center 22-17. Concordia bested Hiawatha 49-0. Abilene over Rose Hill. Wichita Collegiate took Chapman and Wamego beat Coffeyville. In our Friday feature game, Bennington stopped Washington County 16-0. Axtell rolled past Blue Valley 68-0. Hanover topped Donovan West 48-0. Frankfort over Lynn 55-8. Valley Heights a homecoming win over Salina Sacred Heart 38-15. Centralia took Jackson Heights 48-12. Southern a homecoming win over Freeman 50-20. Dillard Odell falls to Lord Central Catholic 22-14.
KNDY.